Did you hear that?
Yeah.
The creepy other person in the room.
Oh, gosh. How's everyone here today?
Yeah, so far. I love it.
Okay. Well, I just started, so.
Well, don't feel like you have to hang the whole time, but how's life?
Good, good.
What's going on in the homestead?
Everything's gone pretty good here. Am I still there?
Oh, whoa. What happened there? Hold on.
Here, just a minute. I must have pressed something. Shoot.
I think Justin did something weird too. Do you see all this weird Zoom stuff?
Just a minute. Maybe I'll press that. I can see you. Can you see me?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I see my name and I see you. Let me see. Oh, geez.
I
was messing around and,
Something weird. It looks like Justin's coming to help me on my side. Look at this.
Well, he knows how I am too.
She can see. What is this?
I don't know what I'm doing wrong here.
Well, you have time. Is this a demonstration?
Hey, Beck, are you clicking on something right now?
Yeah, I was. What happened was I saw Kate's face and then I was trying to see if there were other participants and I don't know what I pressed on and then I lost me.
So we're seeing, I think what we're seeing is your screen here.
This is weird.
How bizarre.
Okay, I'm going to go back here.
Sorry, Jay.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it's like we can see what you're doing.
Oh, God, weird. Well, there it says start video. Well, I don't have anything to do with that.
No, and see, I almost feel like you have access to Justin's side and we're seeing what you're doing. This is bizarre.
I see. It says three hosts.
See, you shouldn't even see that, I don't think.
Yeah, I see your name and then a
RKLJ.
Yeah, and then there's me.
The RKLJ is Justin, but are you moving your mouse? Like, do you see something that says launch a meeting with like a blue?
If I take this off, I'll see it in just a minute. Should I press on that? Well, wait, here. I can talk now. Start my video. Why would I do that?
See, no, you somehow you have access to Justin's.
Okay.
Hey.
There I am. Now I see you.
Okay, I see you.
Yeah.
This is bizarre. It's little. We're over to the right. Are you? There you are.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. I'm not gonna do anything anymore.
I don't know what that was.
I don't either. See, because then I think I went and pressed on participants to see who was all here. I'm not even going to do that again. I'll mess something up.
No, I just think that's Justin. We've never seen anything like that. It's like you became him where you controlled everything on your end.
That's funny.
You're playing God.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, boy. God of the Zoom. Oh my gosh. Your house looks amazing again. Oh,
well, it's probably messy. I was outside. It's such a nice day and I have to get out and get stuff done while it's nice.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Has it been like touch and go with the weather or?
Yeah, it'll be a real nice day and then it'll be cold. And today it's a little windy and chilly, but it's nice for doing stuff outside.
That's how ours is too. Like it's we kind of get this like weird haze and then it gets kind of windy. It rained last night and then it's like we had a week of sunshine last week. It's super weird.
Oh, it's the coolest thing. My husband's been thinking I'm nuts for the past 2.5 years when I talk about chemtrails. Mm-hmm. And he argues with me about it. And he says they're just condensation trails. And so I was telling him, no, that's not true. Look at the crisscross. All of a sudden yesterday, he calls me outside. He goes, look at the sky. He's finally believing me.
No way.
There are a whole bunch of crisscrosses. And then the clouds are real weird. He said, I've never seen the trails like that ever. And it spread way out and it was kind of frilly. And my God, he's starting to come around. And
no
I said, see,
way.
I go, you've been thinking I've been crazy all this time. The one night, a neighbor of ours and him was making fun of me. This has been about a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And they're just cracking up laughing when I said that those were chemtrails and that particles are coming down on us. And they're just dying laughing at me.
You're like, last laugh now.
Yeah.
Who's laughing now?
Finally coming around when he saw how weird it looked. And then he said, well, go look over there. And then there's just a ton of them.
Interesting that would be the thing that would kind of like turn his light bulb on.
Yeah.
Do you, so like we have that too, when that happened, then did it completely change the weather after?
Well, it was really, really, really warm, and today it's cool. So, but it didn't rain or storm or anything. So I don't know.
We've seen the X's, like they're always like an X. Like we always see the intersection. And then we'll have what you have too, where like this weird, like it'll like stretch out like this strange cloud. And then I've been getting headaches after it.
Oh, do you?
Oh yeah. And then I've had times where my eyes will start tearing and like, I can't stop my eye. It's bizarre. Like,
Wow.
It's real. I know, they think we're nuts. Like my dad, same thing. I remember the first time I said something, quote, you know, I said chemtrail, and he goes, what'd you say? I said, he goes, no, it's contrail. My dad, you know, is like Mr. Engineer aerospace guy. And he just thought like that was insane. He kind of laughed too. He thought I was crazy.
But you know what? Sometimes it just takes a while. And then you start thinking, well, you know, Bill Gates isn't hiding it anymore. I mean, he's coming right out and saying, so they got it right out in plain sight.
Oh yeah. Did you see that? Gosh, I saw someone posted, are you on Instagram?
Very little. Once in a while, I get on it. I don't hardly get on any of that stuff anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's super creepy.
I used to get on Facebook when it first came out, you know? Well, that was 100 years ago. Yeah. I thought it was fun. And now I just, I don't know. I kind of stay away from it. But I get on it once in a while.
Yeah, just one more tool of weirdness. I know. But there's this, I think it's a guy, Jamie Freeman UK is his, like, handle or whatever, but he posts the cool stuff, but he posted like a split screen yesterday that was like, you know, the people who all thought Bill Gates, you know, they made fun of us for believing Bill Gates microchip, blah blah blah. And then the next article was something that came out yesterday that said the Pentagon is using technology to microchip to basically track who's been vaccinated now already.
Oh God.
I know, it's happening.
Yeah. And now did you see some women are getting blood clots from the vaccine?
Yeah, Johnson & Johnson halted their thing.
Yeah. But must be pretty bad that they're halting it because they hide stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that was just the blood clots. Like on Instagram, there's a whole, like there's tons and tons of women who have started these like menstrual irregularity pages now. I mean, thousands of women. It's crazy. Well,
I have two really good girlfriends that got theirs. And one really good girlfriend, her and I would have discussions about it. And I was totally against and she was on the fence. And then I heard through the grapevine that she got it and she won't tell me. And her son told my husband that she got really, really sick after the second dose. And I'm kind of upset with her that she's not saying something. I think it's her duty to say something.
I do too.
She won't say a word that she even got it. And my other girlfriend, her son's a pharmacist, and he assured her how safe it was, and he was totally against it. And then he swayed her. But I heard too, well, I know this is true, he just had a baby, and he basically blackmailed her and said if she didn't get it, she wasn't allowed to see the baby.
Come on.
And so she got it, and she said, well, she goes, I feel safe now. She totally turned, because he told her how safe it was and that it's been around for years. This isn't a new thing, and was going on and on and on. And she said she feels safe now. She's going to start living life. And before, she was totally different. I mean, she was talking just like me. And he completely turned her. But
how does that happen? Like a pharmacist will tell you something and all of a sudden that just is like, how? When it's like everything you've read backing up your logic to that point just goes out the window. I don't understand. Like,
well, you know what? Is he getting a kickback? I don't know.
I don't know.
How much is he getting when he passes that stuff out?
Probably a lot, but like, it's crazy. Like the pharmacist though, like that you think they'd be a little leery just because it's not FDA approved. That alone, like.
But you know what I feel is with him? He's young. He doesn't have time to research. He's busy working all the time. Has a new baby. I just don't think he's researching.
That makes me sick. You know, did you see the article that said that women that were like that had babies that breastfed and then were beyond that point are now doing this thing to bring back their milk, and so they can pass the antibodies from their vaccine to the babies?
Nice. You know, I have a neighbor girl that her baby is 3. She has twin boys like you guys, only they're
no way.
They just turned 5, and then she has a 3-year-old, all boys.
Oh my gosh.
She saved her breast milk that she pumped and she gives it to those kids when they're sick. And she goes, they don't know they're drinking it. She puts it in their cereal or whatever.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. Once they're old enough to know, you kind of got to hide it, but who cares?
Wasn't that smart to freeze and give it to your kids when they get sick?
You know, there's so many things that I wish I would have known and done. But, you know, at the time, you're just in the, I feel like I didn't have much time to actually prepare because it was just an awful pregnancy. But, like, you know, I did certain things, like we did the placenta encapsulation that I was taking for my hormones. And, like, every time your kid had a an eye thing, you'd squirt breast milk in it, and it just completely went away. I mean,
isn't it powerful?
Hey, Jessica.
It's stuff that we've all not known about and would have done had we known, you know?
Yeah, I know. I know. Part of that, that's the beautiful part of, you know, living in this day and age, though, is like the information is there if you know where to find it, you know?
Right.
I can't hear Jessica. She's muted. Are you muted? What's that? Oh, hey, Jessica.
Hey, I'm in a store, so I was going to keep...
Gosh.
No, I can talk. I can talk. I don't mind, but I didn't want the background noise to get to you guys. So.
No, it's not bugging. How are you doing?
Good. I'm at a health food store. I got a smoothie bowl.
Check you out. Where are you at in the world?
So currently I'm in right outside of Kansas City, Missouri. Cool. One of the little suburbs, Lee's Summit, Missouri. So they've got a great supplement store, and they do smoothie bowls and juices and stuff like that.
So, oh, it's so cool. I love those little local diamonds in the rough.
It's my coffee shop.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, that's so cool. How long have you been a member of the Academy?
Let's see, what is this, April? I think just since like December.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I haven't seen you on here, huh?
I think I came on the first time you did it, but I was literally on for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, and I probably didn't even get high by, or maybe high by.
I was at work. I work at a hospital. Well, I had just started working back at a hospital. I'm a nurse. And I was in orientation, and I had like 5 minutes. And so I was like, oh, I've got to just jump on real quick. So I got to go. So,
yeah. Oh, no. How is that right now with the hospital situation?
Where I'm at, I was working Monday, and on Monday they opened up the hospital to all visitors. So I'm sure it depends on where you're at, like, but they opened up to all visitors. There's no restrictions, because what it was before for COVID, for a while, I think it was no visitors. And then we could have one visitor per day, and it was like one, and it could only be one person. Then they changed it to, it's so crazy. Then they changed it to one person a day. But the next day you could have a different person, but you just had to like check in with the front desk person. Of course, they, you know, scan your head for the temperature and ask you a bunch of questions and stuff. So our hospital, again, it's a little bit rural. I consider it a rural hospital. They opened up completely, which is good for the patients. But right now, I think the most COVID patients that we have are ones who've gotten the vaccine.
No.
I believe it.
Yeah. What kind of symptoms are they having? Like, are you allowed to say? Like
Shortness of breath. Yeah. Yeah. Fever.
From the vaccine. Like within how many days or hours? Is it like immediate?
It depends for everybody. But for us, we see a lot of older people in this hospital. So, you know, above 65. So it's usually pretty quick.
Yeah, Beck and I were just talking about the halt or the pause in the Johnson & Johnson, you know?
Yeah.
The blood clots and stuff, it's just,
Yeah, I had one lady Monday, her arm was really swollen, and so we ordered an ultrasound of her arm to see if there was a blood clot from the shot. But there was no blood clot, so, and I don't know which one she
had. I know, there's just too many unknowns right now. Hey, Stephanie!
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hi.
It's good to
I'm
see
okay.
you. Yeah, you're hanging?
Yeah.
And Cordelia? I don't think she can hear us, but... Yeah, Beck and I were, before Jessica hopped on and before you hopped on, we were just talking about like how crazy it is that friends and family are getting this thing. And it's just like, there's so much pride. Some people don't want you to know. Other people don't want to tell you if they feel sick after they've gotten it. It's like a lot of,
my bizarre. Sister got the J&J. Mm-hmm. I think I mentioned that before. And so,
yeah.
You know, I want to send her the articles from Children's Health Defense. And then I go, no, I'm not going to, I just don't even know what to do if I, because I'm only going to get her worried. And then, you know,
I know.
So I think it's better I don't say anything. But she's been telling me she's felt fine. So.
Yeah, my parents got it last week and they haven't had anything either. But we're not letting our kids go over there for 2 weeks.
Right. 14 days, they said, before the first, I guess the reactions have happened up to 14 days after the shot. So.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I mean, the whole shedding, you know, even just with the regular vaccines the kids are getting in school and stuff, like, it makes so much sense that when you stick a bunch of kids in a classroom as little people with all these kids getting different scheduled shots and they might be shedding these viruses, it's like, no wonder everybody gets sick at school, you know? Like,
right. I know.
And then when this is just so unknown, yeah, I don't feel bad. I'm not letting my kids around them for 2 weeks, and I'm hoping that's enough because I don't want to live in fear and not let them see their grandparents. But
right.
You know, they were afraid of us, you know, our social life and our not doing the vaccine and not being what they thought was careful, and they quarantined from us. And I'm like, well, this is the other end. This is what we got to do to protect our family. So,
right. When they ultimately find out that we're going to be protecting them, and hopefully it'll happen sooner than later.
I hope the news media sure does a good job of trying to make it sound like it's the unvaccinated people's fault. Is why numbers are up.
And the fact that they're making it sound like you cannot travel anywhere without having a vaccine.
Yeah, isn't that awful?
It is awful. I mean, I just can't even, I'm not going to go anywhere. I don't give a you know.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to say, last year my husband and I went to Cabo during the whole thing, and we had to come home earlier than we were supposed to. Well, this year, I was talking to the travel agent, and she said, if you want to go, now's the time to go before they force the vaccines on you. She goes, however, when you leave the resort, they will make you get a COVID test. And I said, so my husband and I talked about it, and I said, you know what? I feel like this is our last time going to Mexico, unless we drive or whatever. And I said, why don't we just go ahead, because the resort was giving us a deal because we had to leave early last year. So we went a couple weeks ago.
You did.
And I kid you not, when we got to the resort, you know how at the airport you have to go in that stupid machine and get x-rayed? They had us go in this machine and they sprayed us down with something.
It was the
most bizarre thing. We all said, what? And they go, sorry. And so we had to go in there and this thing had sprayed us. So anyways, we're like dying laughing because it was so bizarre. Well, what are you going to do? We're already there. You know, we had the week planned. And kind of wonder if there was even just water in it because, you know, we're in Mexico. I think they'll do anything to keep tourism. And
it didn't have any odor or anything in it. It didn't have any smell. Yeah. You couldn't.
No odor at all. It was this little spray thing. Well, first we had to put our wrist up to this machine for our temperature. Well, who knows if that was accurate or not. The one guy that was with us, all it said was low. I think they had it turned down myself. And so anyways, we did kind of ask him what's in there. And that, you know, they were acting like they didn't know English. I don't know. But, the one night we left the resort and we came back and the one young kid that was with us, it was later on in the evening. He pulled his pants down. He had boxer shorts on, but he pulled his pants down for a joke and started twirling around and putting his armpits up and stuff. And those guys watching the machine were just dying laughing. But yeah, it was bizarre.
Hopefully it wasn't Mexico water.
No kidding.
But that'll make you more sick than whatever the pesticide.
No kidding, Montezuma's. I mean,
but then when we left, 3 days before we left, we had to get tested, and we knew that going in. However, I was against it. But so the girl, I don't think she could speak English either. The other people that we were with, she really rammed that thing up. They were all complaining. She came up to me and I said, you got to be nice to me. Please be nice to me. She just kept giggling. She hardly did it to me. She just went in a little bit. And of course, we were all negative. you know, I don't even know. What were we even being tested? I don't know. I think they want to keep their.
How long did they take before they gave you the results?
Oh, geez, that same day. It came on our phone. It was like a few hours later.
See, that's what makes me nervous. I'm with Stephanie. I'm like, I'm just going to drive everywhere. I'm with you, like Beck, though. I'm like, if we're going to take some trip, you got to do it before they're going to require the passport thing and the test. Like, it's getting.
I don't even want to do the test.
I don't want to do it either. I'm not doing the test. I get it.
I didn't want to either, but we were just.
They know the accuracy rate. They're publishing it all the time. So why are they continuing this? This is what just doesn't.
Nothing adds up. I know.
No,
I know. Nothing adds up. I'm with you though, Beck. Like, how much of it is just this, like, we're doing our protocol and you don't even know what that is. There's no proof that any of this is what it is.
Like, right.
And like I say, the girl that went and did our test, all she was doing was giggling all the time. And every time we said something, she'd start giggling. And then it was like, one of them got
the fact that she shoved it up their nose. That's really bad.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Well, yeah, you hear about those, what are they called? What'd you say?
Piercing inside your...
Well, that, but then have you heard about, like, the nanoparticles that they say are in those swabs, can be in those swabs? Like,
I heard it, too, and I swore I wasn't going to get tested, but it was either I either go to Mexico this time or I'm never going to be able to go again, probably.
No, you know what? I think I said this the last time. It's like, how bizarre to live in a time where I go, I don't even know if my kids are ever going to get on an airplane. Like, isn't that weird?
Are they ever going to know our world? You know, I mean,
probably not.
Uh-uh.
But that's so strange. Like that they'll be like, you know, 4 and 5 going, can we go on an airplane or a train? And we're like, no,
we can't do that. They're going to poke your eyeball out when they shove that thing up your nose.
I know. Every time we pass a school bus, they say in. I go, guys, we can't even go on a school bus. We can't do any of this stuff.
Yeah.
It is really a strange world for them. Like I feel bad for the kids that don't know any.
You can't even smile at kids if you're in a store. You know, you go to smile at them and they can't even see your face, you know. Yeah. It's just
or they act like they're afraid of you anyways.
Right. Well, they always did that, especially around here. Oh, yeah. They're such snobs. They program these kids from an early age over here.
Well, Stephanie, they can see my face.
Hold on, guys. I'm coming right back. Keep going, Jeff.
And they don't smile.
No, they do smile, but yeah, it's sad. When I go places, I don't wear one. But
you don't wear one.
No.
I only do it if I have to. Or if I feel like that, you know, some of the mom and pop places, I don't want them to lose their business and I will do it in respect of them.
Right.
However, at the same time, I'm kind of mocking the whole thing because I have this one, it's a mask, but it's a picture of a girl with her mask under her chin, but it's on the mask. Mm-hmm. So, and then I have some that have little signs that say Fauci's puppet and I'm a sheep. Yeah. So I'm getting my little message to people that I don't like it.
That's the best. Yeah. You know, there was, do you guys have Nectar, those juice bars anywhere?
I've never bought them.
I'm not sure if they're international or all over the States or just California, but it was so crazy. I went in there to get a green juice maybe a couple weeks ago and you walk in, you know, there's signs everywhere, wear your mask, you know, whatever, be a good friend to others. And then you walk in and there's a sign right there with a picture of a sheep with a mask on. Who designs these things? Like, for real, it was shocking. I'm like, it's like you said earlier, back. It's just, it's hidden in plain sight. It's just right there. Like, but I'm like, out of all animals, you have a little sheep.
Well, that's because I have on my Facebook the sheep going over the mountain and the one sheep going this way, excuse me, pardon me, he's going up the hill while they're all falling off the hill.
Yeah.
And it's the truth. I mean, everybody's calling people sheeples and things like that. So
yeah,
that's why they heard.
I'm curious, Jessica, what's the deal with you workers in the hospital, nurses, doctors? Do you have to test like often or?
I haven't had to at all.
No way.
None.
See, and that's what they did to me in the care facility. They never tested us for anything until it didn't happen until September, October. So what were they really concerned about the elderly? Or all they did was lock these people up and with the Alzheimer's. They didn't know what was going on, and I was repeating myself over and over because of the virus. You can't be with friends. We have to stay in the room. And the woman wouldn't do it. And so they ended up killing her, basically. Supposedly she had COVID. And then when I, 2 weeks later, oh, they've got her on morphine and Adderall, which is protocol for hospice and death. So don't tell me she died of COVID, but that's what they put down on her death certificate.
Yeah, Adderall, interesting. So,
yeah, to calm her nerves.
Maybe Adderall.
She wouldn't stay in the room. There's no way. So they had to force her. And that's what they did. And she was 96. So, I mean, it's such bullshit. When I was there and they're like, oh, you got to wear your mask, blah, blah, blah. And I said, when we went outside, if you cannot breathe, you take that off your face now. Okay? I don't want anybody. I'll keep mine on, but you guys have to take it off. So, I mean, and that's when I was getting the headaches and the coughing and everything from the masks. And so then when they said I had to do an N95, I said, no, I can't do that. I'm not going to be able to do that. So I stopped working there. And then 2 months later, she ends up passing away. So it was horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awful. The mask wearing for people like Jessica, I'm like, gosh, you probably do like 12-hour shifts or whatever.
You know what? And you guys, at least you're smart enough. You know what the reality is. But when you go to these clerks in these grocery stores, they don't have an option. No one's giving them a leeway on it. And I told them, if you get a headache, you need to take that thing off. So no one's advising anybody. And they're stupid. They're still walking around with masks and riding their bikes with masks and in their car by themselves with masks on. It's just
crazy. You know, I don't care where you go, what town, what state, whatever, you see it all over people driving their mask.
I know. Do they think like a particle is gonna fly in through the
are they
I mean, those are Uber drivers, Mom. They're Uber drivers. I said, well, they can't drive because the oxygen's being cut off to their brain and it's really bad out there right now.
Oh, I gotta tell you something. On the plane ride home when we were on vacation, this guy sits next to my husband. He's just like us. And my husband had his mask under his nose. And he looks at my husband and said, put that mask up.
Oh, I know.
I tell you what, I almost opened my mouth. And then all my husband said was, which I was really surprised. He goes, if that makes you feel better, I guess I can do that. And then he's over there putting his Purell on his hands before he went and ate his pretzels. I almost said, you big sissy. Get yourself dirty. Man, we don't have any men left anymore.
No, we don't. That's for sure. I've never seen more weak individuals.
I know it. It's awful.
So yeah. I read this in the, I thought you guys would be interested, that HHS ordered to release info on purchase of aborted human fetal organs. Did you know that?
Tell me.
So a federal judge has ordered the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to release additional information about its purchases of organs harvested from aborted fetal human fetuses, according to a recent court filing.
So what does that mean?
Because they're taking they're buying from Planned Parenthood the aborted fetuses, and they're using the organs.
Right. So they're having to disclose more than they've ever had to about the organs. Is that what that's saying?
Additional information about the purchases of the organs. Two agencies, HHS and Food and FDA, the National Institutes of Health, both purchase organs from California-based, Advanced Bioscience Resources for the use in HPV research. ABR partners with Planned Parenthood. They're using those to put them in the vaccines. Don't tell me it's for research. That's bullshit. And other abortion providers to dismember fetuses and sell their parts for research.
But I
know it's going into the vaccines. It's got to be. If they're in the vaccines, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, I could be wrong on this, but I mean, everything you've heard in the, I mean, Jessica might know, having a medical background more than I do, but I mean, for something to live off something else, you have to have a host. I mean, you have to have some sort of tissue or something to hold the virus. Is this true, Jessica? I would assume.
For a virus, yeah.
Whether it's human or animal, I would assume, yeah.
Right. Who wants animal stuff in your body, though, either?
Bovine, blah, blah. I mean, it's in almost every one of the vaccines.
Yeah. Well, did you see that crazy thing that said, gosh, I think it was on Yahoo or something. I didn't read it, but the title said, like, now they're very hopeful about a vaccine for cancer. Did you guys see that? A vaccine for cancer. Like, that makes zero sense.
Well, they have a vaccine for, the one they were working on for arthritis. FDA did not approve it. It's bad. Bad, bad.
Well, it just kills me, you know, because they're calling this whole thing a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's like a, I don't know what they call it. There's a name for it, but.
Medical experiment.
Pretty much. Yeah. It makes me nervous for all the people. I'm just nervous about I can kind of stay away from some people that I don't really care about anymore. And I've kind of outgrown in my life. Like, yeah, your parents and people, you have to be in their space a lot. It just like, if the fall comes and like they say, it could be like a super spreader type thing because everyone's immune systems are so shot and broken down. It's like, man, are we going to have to like basically take year long breaks from our family or you make really hard decisions we've never had to think about? It's just, it's overwhelming if you think about it, you know? I don't know
how we've become so scared of a simple flu that we get. I mean, I would get one yearly, maybe two, you know, big deal. It was an excuse to lay around and watch a couple of movies and rest.
And lose weight, too.
And lose weight is true.
Now we can't even sneeze or cough. My God, people start running away from you.
No.
I think, what the heck's wrong with us?
I know. It's changed so fast. Yeah, I don't know. I think that like you said earlier, we're going to be the ones blamed for spreading of this stuff. But they're the ones who's, sadly, their immune systems are going to be so broken down.
Right.
Yeah, I'm nervous to be around. Isn't it funny? Like, we're all kind of, and that's the part that they want us to be so divided. And so, like, they're winning at that right now.
All this is pretty much a genius, you know? We're going to turn people against each other. It's going to be anything they can think of to get it, you know, and now families are split. I've talked to people who, husbands and wives, don't agree. One of them gets the vaccine and the other one doesn't.
I know.
A neighbor, her daughter will not speak to her now. She moved to New York City and she started changing big time. And I understand that, you know, she got away from home and whatever, and she just changed on everything. And now she won't even come home and visit her mom and dad at all.
Yeah, this is by far the weirdest. Like, they keep saying, you know, the reset and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's resetting reality. It's not even like everyone's family life is being just, not everyone, a lot of people are being destroyed. But yeah, if you're not on the same page as your family, there's going to be a big divide as time goes on.
Our family just said, no talking about it. If you talk about it, they blow the horn in your face. So that's how we did my birthday. We went to Tahoe, and we just kept politics and medical off the table. We had a great time. It was a lot of fun.
That's cool. Keep it normal, right? Yeah, we just had Justin's whole family in from Seattle this last week. They were here for a week. And his brother got the vaccine. His children did not, but his children, he's definitely pushing for them to be more on his side, you know. And the mom, they're divorced, but she's more like us. And we never really brought it up. I'd asked the 16-year-old girl a few times about like what they felt about the mass and their homeschooling situation. And she seems like she has a good head on her shoulders, but I'm like, golly, these kids are, you know, they go to dad's, they hear one thing, they go to mom's, they hear this. And it was nice though, to be able to put that all aside for the week. And we went to the beach and the pool and we like tried to live normal life and it felt really refreshing.
Right.
Cause this gets just so heavy. Sometimes you just need to have a glass of wine and go out to dinner.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So Dave Martin is saying that we should, do you know who Dave Martin is? Have you listened?
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, he's just this fucking brilliant guy. Excuse my French. So he is just brilliant. And anyway, he's always talking about things we can do. And he said that boycotting Microsoft and IBM, because they're the ones that are being involved in doing this, the passport, the vaccine passport.
Yeah.
So we just have to think about the things that we can do to, you know,
yeah,
help in the and get away from doing what they want us to do.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Cordelia.
Hi, I did it. I'm technically challenged.
Come on.
I am too. I saw your name, but I didn't know if you'd pop up. It's so good to see you.
How are you?
How's that? I know.
How are your babies?
They're huge.
Walking and running.
They're walking and running and jumping off things and playing little t-ball baseball in the backyard right now with their grandparents. It's really sweet.
Well, I know they're healthy, and that's the main point.
I'm super grateful. Yes, they are very healthy. So far, I mean, yeah, I think they had their first cold for like 2 days, maybe 6 months ago. So not bad.
Great.
Yeah, yes. No, I'm grateful.
Does anybody know about the
TB shot?
I'm sorry. The TB shot? Does anybody know about the TB shot? Because I have to get them every 2 years to belong to my agency. And I'd asked Justin to check into it for me if he knew what was they're injecting in my arm.
For the tuberculosis? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did he get back to you?
No.
Okay.
So I sent him an email this morning asking him if he, you know, got a chance to look at
it. Okay. I'll ask him about it, but and maybe Jessica can chime in on this more than me, but are you talking about like when they actually give you the test and your skin bubbles up?
Right. Right.
Yeah, I've had to have that in the past with my, you know, when I worked with children and in office jobs and stuff. But I actually don't know what's in that. I haven't thought of it much since I got into health. But maybe, Jessica, do you know what's in that?
No, and I'd like to know, too, because that's the one that I don't refuse. The rest of them I have religious exemption for.
Cool.
But that one I just haven't. And this year I actually thought, maybe I need to really find out what's in there.
Yeah, that's me too.
I'll get that one too.
I know. I checked last year and I didn't find anything. I looked to see if I could, you know.
Are they not required to post what their ingredients are in that?
Yeah, it should be online.
It's not on the list. It's not on that big list that I got from Children's Health Defense, I think. It has listed vaccines on it. It's not even on there.
Yeah, because it's not an actual vaccination.
It's considered a test or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I can probably ask. My at this hospital I'm working at, the infection control nurse is actually pretty open-minded, so I'll try asking her. I'll put that on my list.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm not going to make Friday because I have a dental appointment at 9 o'clock, but maybe I'll hook up at the end of the.
Yeah, or Jessica, could you send us a message and let us know if you find anything?
Yeah.
That'd be great. No, that is really good to know, Stephanie. Yeah, like I thought about that years after. I haven't had one for 10 or 12 years, but I used to have to get them every couple of years or something?
Every 2 years, that's when I've had to. But the thing is, I didn't realize that so many people are dying every year from tuberculosis. And so I didn't know that. I thought it's something that was cured, you know, that went away a long time ago.
Well, they estimate. Oh, sorry.
No, go.
Okay.
They estimate that like a third of the world population has it laying dormant in our lungs, I believe.
See, that is the problem. All those viruses, they are actually in us. They're not coming from outside.
Right.
And it's when we detox, when the lungs get compromised with toxins, then you detox and you excrete those exosomes, those little particles the doctors say it's a virus. There is no virus. They have actually never isolated the virus, believe it or not. So
I know.
Very cautious in taking any vaccines. I have a friend, she just took last week a shingles vaccine.
Oh, I know.
That, you have a very stressy job, so it would be advisable for you to take the shingle because when you are vaccinated, because when you're stressed, you get the shingles and it's very hurtful, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it makes really no sense because the shingles, that's from a, it's from the chickenpox virus. And that virus you had only get the shingles when you had that chickenpox. So you have it in you. And when you have a lot of stress, it comes out and it affects your nerves and you get that nerve pain that is for sure very, very painful. But
I misunderstand. I thought if you had the chicken pox, you wouldn't get shingles.
No, that is the same virus.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Okay.
Makes actually your... No, it makes absolutely no sense. I don't know what's in that vaccine. And they have like 200-300 vaccines in the pipeline for anything you can think, you know. I mean, the idea is a great one, that you would like trigger your immune system maybe a little bit to, you know, help your body make a reaction, healing reaction. But they put so much toxins with it, and they're just on the wrong track, you know. They want right. to make only antibodies, and that's how they prove that it works. So
that's why it's so cool, the homeoprophylaxis and things like that, where you can actually get what you're talking about, Cordelia, like right. without right. all the crap, and you're building up a more immunity. So if you do have these things, your chances are a way lesser degree or severity, or not at all, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
What's it called?
The whole RNA is scary, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you know how it works and what it does in your body. So we're going to see so many in half a year when they catch all the vaccinated people catch the next flu, then that's corona flu, that's going to be accelerated. It's going to be autoimmune and disease or death galore. And of course, they will then push it on the next flu, that is a very bad one. You know?
Well, and then they're going to also say, you know, that's mutating. It's going to be a new mutation, and then there's going to be another vaccine, and then the booster or the update, they're calling it.
No, we have to cut it. I mean, I'm signing anything that's cutting this history, I mean, this hysteria, this scheme. But I think, you know, I think I'm a lot in contact with German people, Austria and Switzerland, because I'm from there. So they are, I mean, they're not in a better place. They have lockdown in Germany and in Austria, but they are the people are more informed because there is a lot of TV channels that are not mainstream. There is a lot of doctors going really deep, you know, going really proving. There's Dr. Füllmich. Do you know Dr. Füllmich?
No.
He is a lawyer. He has a patent, or how you say, he's a lawyer in California.
I know him. Yes.
And also a German one. And he is currently suing together with 30 other lawyers.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, he's suing the PCR test at the highest law court. Yeah. And he is connected with Kennedy Jr. here, which does the same thing here. Because once the PCR test, which is from Mueller, the guy that invented it, right. said that it's not for detecting infection. So it's really not the worst paper on it. And he is going to prove that. He has already interviewed all the scientists. He will do he sued a German bank and
Deutsche
Bank and car thing. I mean, he won big against big corporations. So he's doing that very diligently, and he is my biggest hope, frankly, too. Because once the PCR test falls, the rest goes away, too.
Yes.
Right.
And we see it all.
Yeah, we think, but every time we think, that's, you know, just like the fact that it wasn't the bad virus, it didn't come from a bat. You know, no, I mean, it was the biggest joke. I said, come on, you guys, think about that.
Yeah, but, you know, Fauci is sponsoring that lab in Wuhan. So if you know the whole connection with the big banks and why they push, the elite pushes that corona flu to a thing that it is not, it's all to, you know, get us on that passport, on that.
I know. We were talking about that earlier. Maybe you were there, but yeah, this digital passport thing is getting...
Yeah, no, that's the worst. There is no return once we have that, because they can connect everything and they can control you totally. It's China. So I'm signing up anywhere I can, where, and I'm talking to everybody on the street or when I see people, because I think that's the only way we can really make people aware, you know, like things like you do. And it's the only thing to wake up this sleeping country, really, you know. I mean, if I compare it to Europe, they're really sleeping, because everybody is, it's so big, you know, and you have a feeling you can't do anything. And
we have a huge problem with antidepressants here.
Hmm. Yeah,
we have a huge problem, and that's why people are so doped up. They don't even know what's going on. They don't even want to bother to look. Yeah. They're all on medication, and that's the biggest problem with the United States.
Right, and all those people that are already sick are scared and are easy scarable, you know. Right. They know they're not healthy. So they want to take a vaccine because they are not healthy, or like my friends, they want to see their children and think they cannot see it, see them without a vaccine and stuff like that. It's the TV that is going on for years. You know, it's not a 2 year thing. You know, it's from long hand prepared.
Oh, yeah.
So with the movies of Hollywood, with the TV, and people that are working hard and come home and just see the news, of course they are scared, you know, and they are also easily influenceable. Right. So I think all we can do is really mouth to mouth, reach as much as people as we can. And I go shopping, and I go without mask, and I go walking on the beach an hour every day. And I did that the whole year. Mm. I haven't had even a flu this year. So usually I get one, but I'm taking mushrooms and olive leaf extracts and stuff more than I ever have, you know, vitamin D and zinc and C and everything. So I think I talk to people on the beach, you know. I mean, I tell them, you're so beautiful, you're such a fun ladies. Why do you have masks, you know, if I see that one has not and the other three? And I get into a discussion, and I think it's just really about waking people up.
Right.
They don't know. They are ignorant. They don't have the time. They don't want to deal with it. They get so stressed. They even more stressed when they're dealing with it. And I think they need help, and we have all to do our part.
What's the general response to that? Are people
it's
nice
it's,
to you? I mean,
yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty good psychologist, so I can see if somebody is, like, you know, shut down.
Right,
and
right.
If I see that, you know, I always try to find out first if they had the vaccine already, because I don't want to scare them, you know, and make their immune system lower if they have done it already. So once I know they haven't done it, then, you know, I tap myself forward and give them more and more information. And I usually walk away with someone that is informed afterwards. I had no bad experiences. Mm-hmm. One, I was on the beach, and that was funny, actually. That was like 2-3 months ago. And my girlfriend and I were like sitting on a rock after we walked and just enjoying the ocean view. And a ranger came to me out of his car, came to us and said, I'm sorry, you can walk the beach, but you need to keep moving. You cannot sit. You cannot stay. I said, excuse me, can you say that or explain that to me? You know, does that make sense to you? Well, I have just, yeah. Well, I know you have your orders. I'm not attacking you at all, but that makes no sense in my brain. Can you try to explain to me? You know? Well, I just have to give you the, yeah. Okay, I'm fine, but, you know, and then I'm told, talk to him. And it was also telling him a whole story, you know, of what I know. So, but it's senseless. It's just orders to confuse you, to keep that game going. You know, it has to be making no sense so that you cannot put two and two together anymore. And people that are on medication or anxiety drugs or whatever for sure fall out, you know. And now with the vaccine, I had an appointment with a really good masseuse, a Thai girl. And I drive half an hour to get to her. And her husband is a chiropractor. I haven't met him, but I have heard. And so she's very well educated. She's a sports massage with the chiropractor. She knows the highly recommended. Made an appointment, and after three times postponing it, she finally messaged me back. I'm so sorry. I'm so sick. I got the vaccine. I will give you as soon as I'm better. I will text you back. That was like 10 days ago.
Oh, God.
I really hope she gets over it. I mean, it's it's terrible, you know. I mean,
it's awful. It's awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Jessica, I don't know if you were here, Cordelia, when Jessica, she's a nurse, Jessica up here in the corner, yeah. And she was saying that a lot of the people now in her hospital she's seeing with COVID is because of the vaccine.
Yeah, they have already 4,000 deaths in the first month, you know. I mean, I have the numbers, and there's like 40,000 side effects, but that's
and that's where you live, not, right? That's where you live.
Bridges. No, I'm in the States.
Oh.
I'm in the States. I'm talking about States numbers.
No, there wasn't 4,000 a month. There was...
No, in the first month.
Up to 4,000 now, or maybe. They're like 25 to 3,000.
3,600 it was in the first month already. So...
But it's not, no, it's not being reported. You have to go to the VAERS website. And you can get your information from there.
And even that, I think Justin looked into that. I think that I could be wrong, but I think it's only like those numbers are a third of the people they think that are even responding. So.
Exactly.
Because they don't have Hank Aaron in there, that's for sure.
Right.
Oh, damn well, he died from it.
Well, yeah.
So,
and that DMX guy you've heard about? Yeah, there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
And they're all saying that none of it has anything to do with it. And that's the part... Like they put it on my Facebook, my cousin said, oh, and they found there's no relation.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. But, you know, that's the part that I can't.
Yeah, it's
the corruptness is the problem in everything. So you have to have your good sources.
Right. Like, right.
You know, it's some people just don't, they'll never have the eyes to see or the ears to hear. You know, like I sent my parents a million things and they're just like this darkness. You know, it's like. Yeah. At some point, you can't save everybody. They don't want to be saved. They want to live.
No, I have that with my brother in Switzerland. He is super intelligent, was Attorney General of Switzerland.
Wow.
But he wants to get vaccinated because his best friend is a doctor, a very high level, and he trusts him. You know, he has his specialists for everything. And who am I, you know, to tell him? So
Right. Unfortunately, yeah. I think family members are the most turned off by family.
Yes. It's really like that. I'm a black sheep.
Has a better chance. Yeah. I mean, you probably, Cordelia, have a better chance at talking to a woman on off the beach, you know, than your own family.
Yeah.
They're going to think.
Right. Much better.
I think they feel insulted, or they feel their intelligence is insulted.
Right.
That too.
Something they don't know.
I have that problem even with my husband because he is was a dentist and he is medically trained.
Mm.
So now I know so much more and I'm on the newest science, you know. I'm interested in the newest things and he has learned it differently. So there is a conflict there often.
Oh, yeah.
So and I usually say my first thing to tell somebody is, have you looked at the CDC schedule? That's kind of like my what do you call that? The break or whatever. Say, look at this schedule. Because when I was, even when my kids were getting vaccinated, it isn't as bad. And now it's just so overblown that, and as a parent where your kids are grown up, unless you really look at that, and John Bergman was the one that I saw it first on, I went, holy God, when he showed the CDC schedule. So we've got to think of things that can make people stop and listen, you know?
Yes, I'm from Switzerland, so we have half of the vaccines there, and for sure not of hepatitis B on the first day. You mess the kids' immune system up right away, but that makes customer for later, you know? I mean, it's just pharma making money. It is nothing. And the exemption 68 now with the PrEP Act checked again. That's my first argument I bring. You know, if people say, why shouldn't I take the vaccine? Then we can go back to normal. See, the first thing is for any drug, there is liability in this country that's really big. Why is there none on the vaccines?
Yeah.
Okay. So-called vaccines, they're really gene manipulations. But, you know, if you believe it's a vaccine, why why then the liability, no liability on it, right?
No, nothing else
the
is
first like red flag.
Nothing else is like that. If there's a car that has a defect in something, you can sue that company.
I'm saying that suing, that is not in Europe. That's you. That's U.S., okay? So why not on this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I mean, as a big red flag, right?
I mean, it just shows Biden stood up at his when they were doing the debates and he said, can you imagine if the vaccine or the pharmaceutical company didn't have liability?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's ignorant. He doesn't even know. So we're just dealing with all these people that don't know what the hell's going on.
Exactly.
Hey, Wanda.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
I saw you jump on with your cute pictures up there. Oh. Wow.
I just joined for the very first time.
Welcome.
So, and we were live. I just popped in. I was just kind of listening, but.
Oh, no, I'm so happy. Where are you joining from?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Cool. How's it going there?
Cold today. Supposed to freeze tonight.
Oh, gosh. Man.
Right? Yeah.
Nothing to complain about.
Where is the local warming?
Sun is shining. I've been laying in the sun the last week.
Oh, gosh. They hate you. Don't say that to Wanda.
I'm ready for nice weather. Let's just say that.
When does it start getting nice there?
Well, we've had some nice days. It's just we're still in the period where it might freeze. So,
wow.
We're now, in spring.
Do you do some planting or gardening or farming or anything like that? And how does that work? I'm so curious, people that have such weather to deal with plants and things.
Well, yes. We're just starting to grow microgreens, which would be indoors, but, and outdoors, we're getting the land ready, you know, tilling and putting the, we use C crop and super blend 48 on it and stuff like that.
So you start in spring and you go through like fall and then you kind of
right.
give it a rest.
And then the winter it's yeah. dormant.
Yeah. I was watching some of my friends that I follow on different parts of the country on Instagram. And it's like, my gosh, that thing that blew through Texas a while ago, you know, like a month ago or when and froze everybody. Like they were all getting their plants inside. I mean, it was just awful. It killed so many people's hard work. It was awful.
I know.
Yeah. We're so blessed here in California. It's like I'm just starting my backyard garden. I have a bunch of stuff growing, but it's just like, oh my gosh, if it got too, I can't imagine living in an area where it freezes. It'd be horrible. I'm like a California week farmer.
Did you get your chickens yet?
No, oh my gosh, it's so awful. All our neighbors are like, can we come see your chickens? I'm like, I still don't have them. No, we have our, you know, my problem, I think I've told you this, is like we have the coop already. It's the run that like we have to figure out how to pour our own concrete and do these poles and make like this like designated chicken run, which isn't that hard, but it's just with the twins, it's so like I have zero time.
Yeah.
But we got to get that going because people have seen coyotes in our neighborhood. And even though we have like 6.5 foot fences, they can hop them. And I just really want to keep it predator free. So,
okay.
But we got these giant cages off of like Facebook Marketplace that some girl built for her garden that didn't like how big they were. So we bought those. We bought three of them for $100 and we have like,
oh, cool.
These really cool raised beds under them. So we're doing all kinds of berries and we're doing the summer squashes. I got these big whiskey barrels from Lowe's. They're huge. So I can plant like 2 to 3 blueberry plants in them. The blueberries are going crazy.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, it's super cool. And then we have 9 fruit trees we're going to be planting in the next week and a half. We're just clearing out. Like,
wow, that's cool.
Nice.
We're trying.
I mean, we're no farmers by any means or, you know, stretch of the imagination, but we're just, you know, you got to start somewhere, right?
Right. I have a narrow garden.
A what garden?
You know that? An arrow garden.
An arrow garden. Is that...
Yes. Wait, maybe you see it when I put it. Can you see it?
Is that the tower or...
Go down lower.
Oh, yeah. Go down a little lower. Hey, what is that?
That is very thin. It's only like, what is it, 4 inch deep.
On your windowsill.
Yeah, it fits perfect on the window.
Yeah.
Thing. And it's herbs. I have like 5-6 different herbs and salads. And it grows like crazy.
I only see your ceiling. I can't see you. Yeah.
There you are.
Stop. I have people coming, so.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, it's behind you. It's gorgeous.
Okay. Yeah, I see it.
So it's really growing like crazy, and all it needs is water, and then there is a food that you have to put every 2 weeks, and it's not the healthiest. I want to exchange that. But what you can do, it's very cheap if you buy only those cones that have seedlings in there.
Yeah.
And you can buy like a plastic sheet with holes where those cones go in, and you put it in water. And what it does, it grows very fast in the water with the little food. And you have a little plant in, I want to say, 4 days or a week. And then you can put it inside in some dirt in a pot. And then you have in no time, it grows just really fast because of it has that light on top.
Right.
This one. But I hear that also gardeners take, just because it's much cheaper and much faster to have your garden outside, they put it in water, then in dirt. And then when they are bigger, they put them outside. It goes so much faster, they tell me. I don't know.
So you plan on putting those outside?
No, I don't really have a sunny place to put it. I have outside only, like,
like a porch. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't have a lot of dirt. So no. Are those expensive?
This was $100. Okay. It was my Christmas present.
Nice. That's really beautiful.
So I think they're $130 normally. But it's a half a year of salad. I really pick my salad there.
Oh, cool.
2-3 times a week. And I put herbs galore, everything in my salad.
That's so cool. Does anybody know, we have this thornless blackberry bush that just like is taken over. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But it's somehow like spread out. And so now on our grass, there's all these shoots coming up. It wants to live. It's like this prolific plant. Can you dig around that, do you think, and bring it up and replant it?
I will try that, definitely. But I'm not a gardener. Please,
anybody?
Go.
I know.
Yeah, you can dig around it and replant it.
How deep do you have to dig? Or like, do you dig deep enough to where just the whole, do you have to dig a lot under the bottom? The root?
You get like roots or whatever, you know, dig down to get the roots, and then you can put them. I know the berry bushes really spread.
So I was shocked.
You put it in a place. You want to put it in a place where, you know, like mint. Mint's the same way. It just
goes crazy. My mint has popped up from 5 years ago. It's all over. I just let it die. Yeah, Jessica's like, yeah. It's like, it's taking over one of these beds. I'm shocked. But the berry plant's
mint
weird.
Tea.
What's that?
Make mint tea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I've used it I've even been like shredding it up and putting it with like cucumber, feta, avocado, and like a salad. It's so good. But, and basil from the little garden we have. But like, I'm shocked about the berry plant because it's been in a whiskey barrel for 5 years since we've been here. And, you know, grown up over the fence and like spread along the side of the yard. But this is brand new to have like 6 other little plants grow up in the grass. I don't know why this year and not before. Like, it's super weird. But I kind of want to give them to people because the fact they're thornless is cool. I don't know if that's good or bad, but
that's awesome because we already said thorns.
Yeah.
You got to be able to give those to people. You know.
Yeah. I'm going to dig them up today. Then that's what I'm going to do.
Now, do you guys own your place or do you rent, Kate?
My dad owns it, which is helpful.
That's cool because do stuff. He's okay with you doing things.
Oh gosh, my dad's like, well, what's really cool is we moved here almost 5 years ago and my dad's dad lived next door. It's like a duplex. So there's a wall in between. And he was 96 when he died just a year ago. But we moved in when he and his wife were still both here and alive. And so we kind of got this neat relationship and got to like get to know them as adults more, which was really special. And then when they both passed away, my brother moved in this area where I am now, where my grandparents were, for a year. And then he moved out. And then we asked my dad, can we just rent both sides from you? So my dad's like, yeah, knock down a wall, do whatever you want.
Nice.
So we're like, right, slowly expanding. But the best part is having two backyards, because now we can knock out the fence back there and have this like, oh, we have a lot of dirt.
Love it.
The best. So now we can do the chickens and we've never had a space where we've always had tiny little patios, no dirt to dig. I mean, just, it feels really, it's a really cool feeling to finally feel like rooted. But you know, and then you have to take that lightly too, because I go, gosh, like my dad and his siblings now own it. So there's three people involved, not just my dad. Uh-huh. But if he ever had to sell, because like they needed the money or something, I'm trying to do a lot of things I could bring with us, you know?
Portable chickens.
What's that?
Portable chickens.
The chickens can come with us. I guess you can dig up certain trees and transplant them if we wanted. But yeah, hopefully we can stay here a while, because it just feels good to finally, you know, without owning, being able to do like act like we do own it. Do whatever
you
we want.
Buy it from him. You can't buy it from him.
Maybe if that, I'm praying, and it'll be like 3 to 5 years down the road if they ever did want to sell it. And then we might be able to, I mean, it's crazy. We're in Southern California. It's two bedroom places and they got appraised at like $950,000.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And it's not, it's a fine neighborhood. It's not, you know, really high end, beautiful or anything, but it's nice. There's small, like growing families and things. And it's just like 100 units in this cul-de-sac thing. But yeah, like for almost $1 million, though. I'm like, that's crazy.
Oh my
God.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I have a friend in LA and he's selling his 2-bedroom, a small one, 800 square feet. He priced it at $740,000. Now he has already somebody that wants to pay $780,000. And he has so many people that he thinks he should wait because he gets fired that would pay more.
Oh,
it's, the Chinese are buying up also, and people want to put money down into, you know, because the interest is low.
No. That's perfect. Yeah, come back. Yeah, we had a put an offer. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Jessica. No. Go ahead. What'd you say?
Then don't let Bill Gates get your farmland.
Yeah.
How many acres does he have? Is it like, do you know the number? It's crazy.
A lot, like 240,000 acres or something.
Yeah, there's 50% of America's farmland is him.
I was shocked. I just found that out like 6 months ago.
He bought a bunch in Turkey too.
I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he controls the water and the land is really on top.
You know? Is Turkey like a big farming?
I don't know. I was thinking that when I was reading the article, whether it was a huge farming thing.
Oh, it must be.
I did not know that.
Well, that, or it's political because, you know, he's in with the leaders or whatever. Yeah. That.
And Bill Gates, what he really wants, have you heard? He wants everybody to eat artificial beef.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He's claiming that the CO2 goes down because, you know, if he don't eat anymore. And if he owns more of 3/4 of the land, then the farmers, you know, he bought all the farmers out during lockdown because he cut they cut the chain for delivery, so the farmers couldn't exist anymore. I mean, next lockdown is going to kill all the farmers, and then Bill Gates can buy the rest, and then you have to eat artificial beef because there is not going to be beef anymore.
Yeah, what's the name of it? It's super creepy. I forget what he calls it. It's like,
well, there's two or three different beefs out there. I don't know what his is, though, specifically. What's the difference between hybrid and GMO, guys?
Hybrid and, ooh, that's a good question.
Hybrid of what? Hybrid.
Like hybrid plant. Wait. Like I went to a store and I bought plants that said hybrid.
Hybrid?
I think hybrid's natural, isn't it? It's not.
Thank God.
You can
like graft them together, kind of.
Kind of like grafting or something. I mean, it's still man manipulated, if you will.
Right.
But
it's better than what I got at Home Depot
Hybrid is usually a version of the original.
Well, like when you go to the store and you see those pluots, those plum apricot things, right. Like. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, some are, I've seen organic. So I'm with Jessica. I think maybe they've like grafted them together and they wouldn't normally do that in nature, but it's still kind of creepy.
I had a person I worked for and she had a pluot tree and this thing was packed, wow. Just packed with pluots. And I pulled them all off and then I, and we put them in like a pot, like a,
tart or something,
like a cobbler.
Yeah, and they, no, they're
they
good.
Fantastic. They were good. They were good.
It's but just weird though. Like, to yeah. say pluot, you're like, these things didn't exist like 20 years ago.
I know. But I have seeds from a pomegranate tree in Mountain View, and they, I know it's an original, not, you know, it's been there a long time. So I get fruit from different places, and then I save the seeds because I know they're going to be decent. Yeah. So I have grapefruit. Right. Orange and I don't know how to like get them to grow. I mean, I put ones out. They started sprouting and then it rained and it flooded them and they died. So I haven't tried it again. So I need some.
Is there a seed bank where you can get the real natural seeds, reliable?
That's what I got was real natural seeds. So now what do I do with them to make
But is there a national seed bank where they collect the seeds? Because that's the next thing that goes bad, you know. If it's more GMO and GMO, then at the end we don't have the original thing anymore. So does anybody know?
That's what I'm telling you. We have a lot of farms over here, or there were fruit farms up here. And so they've done a lot of construction. So in between, they've left some of the fruit trees. So I'm getting seeds from those fruit trees that have been
here. Yeah, I get that. Get good ones, but is something existing like a seed bank?
I don't know. I haven't looked into that.
Because that would be something really important, actually, that farmers that have good seeds would donate their seeds to those seed banks so that eventually, like in India where Monsanto was, you know, and did all the GMO and the farmers killed themselves because they could not pay it back. They had to buy all his pesticides too, you know, and then when the food was not enough, then they couldn't pay and they killed themselves to thousands.
I can
but
look
now. They have a big movement. They have and or not. Banks, seed banks to.
Okay, I'll look into it.
Yeah, I'm going to look that up too. That's a really.
And also, guys, if you guys can see this, you can get seeds from a baker, Baker Creek heirloom seeds, and the heirlooms are the originals.
That's what I was going to say. The heirlooms, what I've heard. Is that true? Heirloom seeds.
Yeah. So you can save these seeds and replant them because they're heirlooms.
Okay.
Right?
That's
so I've gotten some from this company.
Is that a catalog you get?
Yeah, this is their catalog.
Can you hold it again, please? I want to make a picture. Thank
Baker
you.
Creek heirloom
seeds. Is that backwards?
Seed. No, it's perfect.
Okay.
What? Thank you for that, Beck. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's huge. Yeah, I was at the natural store the other day checking out and talking about gardening with the guy who was like ringing up my groceries. And he goes, hey, like, do you want some heirloom cantaloupe seeds I have? I'm like, heck yeah. So he's bringing them tomorrow.
Great.
But he was telling me all about the heirloom. He was saying how important that is to go with it. I mean, I've known that, but I didn't know, like, yeah, how do you find these things like that? How did you discover that company?
You know how I found out about that? I listened to a few of the homesteaders on YouTube.
Actually,
they're both from Minnesota. And they use all the heirloom seeds on their homesteads.
Do you have to keep them in the refrigerator?
I did put mine in the freezer. I bought a bunch. And they say if you put them in the freezer, they'll keep longer. Mm-hmm. And so I went and put them all in these little plastic divider things. And I put them all in the freezer.
Oh,
and I did plant some this spring, some of the cooler ones like radishes and, a few things that'll survive the colder till it gets a little bit warmer.
You like the hardy stuff?
Yeah. But,
so they'll go bad if you just leave them in a Ziploc in the drawer. Shoot.
You know, I don't think they will, but I just did that just because I was preparing for the worst, you know,
right.
The best. And yep. So I went ordered a bunch because I didn't know, is it going to be someday that we can't get them?
That's what I'm thinking. You can grow your garden, and then when it changes seasons and it's like, you're screwed if you can't go to the nursery and pick up an already growing. Like, I thought of that a lot recently, how important it is to stock up on seed. That's going to be the thing that saves us if it gets weird. Chickens, like things that are like sustainable, you know.
The homesteaders, they save all their seeds and keep them from year to year to year, but they get their new stuff, a lot of them, through Baker Creek.
Have you guys checked out that Discovery Plus, the Magnolia Network, yet? It's so good. They have so many good shows. So if you're if you have Discovery or Discovery Plus, I think we pay $6.99 a month or something, but the Magnolia people did a new network within, you know, the umbrella of Discovery. And oh my gosh, there's all these beautiful shows, but there's one called, is it Growing Floret or something? And it's this organic, this woman who has an organic flower farm in like Seattle or something. And I'm thinking, oh man, now they need a show about somebody who does like this heirloom. I mean, I think it's going to just be these shows about stuff that inspires people. I was so inspired. I'm like, even though I want to grow food, not flowers, like watching the process of what goes into like organic farming and gardening. It's like, you have so much appreciation for people who learn and can know about the soil quality. I mean, there's so much science that goes into it, but
a lot of those homesteaders do a thing called permaculture.
Yeah.
Where they do their own composting and all that. It is so interesting. I mean, we have a garden, we've had one for years, and you know, but not like them. I mean, they just like 90% live off the land. Some of them, their goal is to be 100% off the land, but they still buy some things.
I think it's amazing. I'm so glad that's kind of like popular now, you know. Yeah. Like,
it's so much work.
So much work. We have a friend who owns an organic gardening. It's called Organics Outback, and they come and do like people's full, they just get people set up and teach them how to do it themselves after that. But like, he came over and gave us a quote for helping us with our organic fruit trees and stuff. But yeah, he was talking about like, over here we could put this giant composting thing, and we're like, stuff we do need to know. Like, it seemed overwhelming. And then he was telling us how it all works, and I'm like, just like, mind blown, you know? Like, but to really have a space where everything is symbiotic, everything's, you know, and then he's like, you could have your honey hive over here that's helping pollinate this, that.
Yeah.
It's so cool. But that's why we're just starting. We're just starting, you know? It's like, maybe 5 years from now we'll be there, but it's so cool where you could take this. You know?
Well, and it's so cool that the boys are going to learn, and they're going to, you know, you can have chores for them to do. I mean, it seems like these kids, nobody's life's perfect, but in the one family that I listen to, the kids know these animals are their responsibility. They just know it, you know, and they know what their jobs are, and they're learning how to do carpentry because they're building onto their homestead a lot, because they started out, I think, with 500 square foot, but they have 7 children now, this one family. And so they're adding on, but now the boys and the girls too are helping, and they're learning a lot of cool stuff. Learning how to butcher an animal, learning how to, you know,
Their name? I want to follow them.
It's called Thousands of Roots. And then they have 2 channels, and the Thousands of Roots is the number 1,000. Thousands of Roots. And then I think the other one's Homesteading something, but it's a mom and dad and 7 children. And she lives real simple. She has her hair back in a kerchief. She was a school teacher. And she met her husband in college. And then they decided to homestead when they started having children. So she homeschools the kids. And I think she even developed these cards. She just does things really cool. She'll have a buddy time where a younger kid will sit with one of the older siblings, you know, and they'll read. And I really like how could be like that. I like to color my hair. I like to have my hair nicer. I don't think I go around with a handkerchief on all the time, you know, and she's very wears skirts and t-shirts, but it isn't about her. It's about her children.
For sure.
You know, and it's just, I guess I would like to be like that, but I have to have fun too.
I
got this off Facebook, and it's awesome.
Dude.
Is it? Oh my God.
Yeah. I got it for 120. They were like regularly like 200. Have you seen this on Facebook?
I have. No. Yeah. Tell me about
this. It's really good. I mean, I know my pores have closed up. My skin feels really soft. So it has all these different colors. It goes from red to yellow, or not yellow, but green.
Inside, right? The light therapy?
Right.
Red.
Okay, so I used it like 30 minutes at night and 30 minutes in the morning. I was doing it both for the first week, and then now I've just been doing it like every other day or something. But I really like it. So I had my sister order it too, but yeah.
Are the wrinkles going?
Pardon?
Are the wrinkles going away?
I think they are.
Wow.
I mean, I can still see creases, but you know, it's not gonna happen overnight.
Well,
so
sure.
But the red light is what I was doing. So it does the multicolor, and then but in the beginning I was just using red light only at like the 8 or 9 degree, because it goes in heights. Of,
yeah.
So,
that's,
but it's,
I wondered about that because we have the red light we stand in front of. It's like a wall panel, and then we have a small one too that we can put like directly on our organs or like put up to your face. But I was wondering about the multi light. I've seen that before. It was so fat. It looks so scary.
I know it does, and it's also really a lot of pressure on your face, so on the arch of my nose. So I put like a Kleenex or a cotton ball there.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, well, instead of laying down, I could just sit at my computer and put this on. I could do it that way too, instead of having to lay down all the time. So I don't know.
What's it called? What's the name of it though?
See, now that's the tricky part. They sent me this with no instructions, nothing.
That kind of is surprising to me, because that seems like, I don't think you could do much damage. It's made for what it's made for, but it still seems like you'd have a whole manual. I mean, they send you more thing with a Lego set than you think.
I know. They didn't. So here, hold on. I'm going to go to my email real quick and I'll find out. Oh my God. Did I disconnect myself? Are you there still?
We're here.
Oh, great. I thought it disconnected. Okay, cool. All right.
While she's looking that up,
I have the infrared tent from you to detox, and they have the red lights in there, and I think it's a real good thing.
Yeah, I mean, when I was back in beauty college back in the day, you know, 25 years ago or whatever, it's like you're licensed to be an esthetician or a stylist, whatever. But we had to do these old school things with these lamps. I mean, they looked like those chicken brooder lamp things,
right.
You know, red light and stuff. Yeah. But it's always been about red light. Like it's always
big into light.
Back in the day, I mean, yeah, I mean, this looked like our instruction manuals for like from 1960, you know. But I thought there's always been something they've made about the skin with the red light. So I mean, it's just upped its a technology game. It's awesome.
Light therapy is real.
Have you heard of the Farmer, the skincare line? I just ordered some to try it out, but my friend swears by it. It's called, there's two of them. One's called the Vintner's Daughter. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's like really expensive. I didn't order that one, but that one is apparently like phenomenal. And then there's one called Farm to Skin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess they have this salve thing that's just like amazing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm all about like light and then just a few really good like, you know, oily salves or products. But
what was the first one called? The Vintner,
like the wine maker. Let me see if I can put it in here. The Vintner's Daughter.
I have discovered Moringa oil.
Moringa.
It's so wonderful. It has like a hazelnut taste, but there is so many good. There is A, B, C, E, okay, vitamins in there, and
where do you order it?
Zinc, and I have found it on Amazon. There
really?
Is one, yeah, but I have read like tons of reviews to find a good one, because people that have had the good ones, they detect the bad ones immediately. You know, it's not the taste, it's not anything. And that one is $20. Wait, I can give you that.
It's an oil, Cordelia?
It's an oil, yeah. Instead of coconut oil, you know, for your skin, because the important thing is cleansing and then a good oil that nourishes, right?
Right.
And this has such a ton of nourishment, especially for skin in it.
Yeah, because I feel like they don't have to be a bazillion dollars. There's such expensive products, but then there's something so simple, you know, like make your own, put a couple. Yeah. I saw somebody post something this morning about like 4 different oils and then like a carrier oil, and she puts it on her face. It's like super, and it was so like inexpensive, you know?
Yeah, I'm into it because my son is losing hair. Mm. He had a real stressful relationship, and I definitely think it's from that. But anyway, he's also in LA and the air is bad and everything, even though, you know, he has the filter, he has the shower filter, he has a water filter, but still.
Is he putting it like on his head or is he just putting it on his head?
Yes. I mean, I researched anything, you know, because it can be hormonal from the DHT, that hormone that when you have too much testosterone, which you make too much hormones, adrenal gland in stress anyway. So the testosterone is higher and then it converts it into this 10 times more aggressive DHT. And wow. Then, of course, they want to kill the enzyme that makes the DHT, right? Instead of looking, why is the enzyme making too much, you know? So I researched and he's now internal, of course, nutrition stuff, deficiencies and stuff. But on top, it's cleansing first, which is mostly with sodium carbonate, you know, that cleanses all those skin flakes. And because it's actually can be also fungal if you're slightly into sugar or, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
So you have to cleanse first, and then you have to kill the fungus, which you can do with apple cider vinegar, you know.
Like a toner.
And then you need the oils that nourishes it. So he puts the moringa oil overnight.
Good for him, though. I mean, for a man to care about that. And I mean,
yeah,
I'll hair loss, especially.
Well, he wants to be an actor, so
Harry's
important, you know.
That's so good to know.
Well, the fact that he has a lot of anything, that's great.
Oh, we lost her. There you go.
Have it here on a shell and it's falling constantly. Have you heard of anything for hair loss?
Gosh. Yeah, there's so many different takes on it. Like you said, I mean, hormonal is one, obviously genetics, but then we had a lady on our show, Barbara Frank. She's kind of a trip. I don't know if you've seen her.
She's kind of, okay, this is kind of be mean. She's kind of scary looking.
She's kind of scary looking. Yeah. And I don't know what I mean. She's very nice, but I'm like, gosh, you look at her and I'm like, I don't know if I look at her and think I want to buy her product.
She's the one with the parasite stuff. Yeah.
So her whole thing is that she thinks it's a mite issue, that can attack your follicles and that anyone can regrow a whole head of hair. And I mean, she has really good testimonies of people who have like not had hair for years and then done this protocol.
Yeah, but it seems to be, I have been gone a little bit deeper. It seems to be also that hormone, you know, it's like,
well, that's what I think.
You don't have,
you don't have
the blood flow then.
Right.
Because those hormones are less. And then the follicle is shrinking and cannot hold the hair eventually. So I really, it's reversible. And the genetics, I mean, my husband has no hair, you know.
Right.
But he also lost it to stress in a year of military, you know, with a helmet. He thought it's a lost year, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it is stress related, and the stress is causing putting you in parasympathetic nerve system mode where you don't digest and you don't absorb. You have depletion of nutrition plus the narrowing of the hair root. So then this oil, this sebum oil, is produced too much, and it feeds the bad bacteria and the fungus. And they know even the name of the fungus, I forgot, but you know, it's there when they make tests. So I think it's first cleansing, put the fungus away, and nourish like crazy from inside and outside. And then, of course, stress thing, and see what you are depleted due to the stress. And maybe the liver is overburdened or whatever, you know. Sure. But it's complex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think it is it's individual, you know. Like, I mean,
yes,
some people's hormones are completely different than others.
Yes.
Well, I ordered some of her stuff. So I ordered the liver pills, and I ordered, she's got a body wash soap. And I've been using it on my face, and I really, really like it.
Yeah, we have it too.
Yeah, do you?
Mm-hmm.
The one in the tall bottle?
Yeah.
Okay, I like
no,
that.
No, I love. We have about 5 or 6 of her products, and I have to say, she sent us also a bunch of stuff to try after the show for Justin, because he doesn't have a whole head of hair, and but it was like rocket science. Right? We don't have like an hour to like figure out how to use all the different products.
I couldn't find it on her website though. The only thing I found that she actually made, which I wanted the parasite thing,
yeah,
and I couldn't find it. So, and then he just sent me. I ended up spending so much money on the liver pills.
Yeah.
And, oh my God. And then, so, and then I got the bucket for the enema, Justin and his damn enema. So I had to get one.
It's amazing though. Have you done it yet?
No, but I have to find the coffee to. Okay. That's what I'm looking for right now to get the coffee.
It's the S.A. Wilson's coffee.
S.A. Wilson?
Here, I'm going to put it in the chat. Do you see that? Okay. S.A. Wilson's, I think.
Okay.
It's the cleanest, most raw, like, I think it's from Canada. I forget, but you can get it in a matter of days.
I can. Okay.
Yeah, we're doing, I don't know if you guys knew, but on the 25th, we're starting this group liver cleanse. It's going to be really
cool.
That's
the most important thing, actually.
Oh, yeah. It has like 500 different functions, you know? So yeah. We're going to start with the liver, do that all together. If you guys, like, we ordered those packs, you know, that you can wear for the castor oil. We're going to be doing the coffee enema. We have the bucket. We're doing we didn't know anything. We'd use like regular, but organic coffee, black coffee. We had no clue. And then we would just use those like, you know, enema kits from like CVS. That was all like rubber and plastic. So we found the bucket, the stainless steel, and it's just a heck of a lot better.
I don't know if mine's stainless.
You do what you do. I mean, at least you're doing stuff. But, you know, I did them for a series. I had a year where I was just a mess, like maybe 8, 9 years ago. And those coffee enemas saved my liver. I mean,
we bought one, but then we used it once and
not so much.
But well, I hear that what I want to go into is into ozone.
Oh, it, ozone, yeah.
Ozone, and there is ozone and enzyme. How do enzymes?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you make this with ozone, and it's only 3 minutes, mm-hmm. and it's not something that comes out, you know, and makes a mess.
Right, it's a gas. Yeah, we have an ozone machine too that you can do like a suppository type thing. I mean, it's really good if you can do it all, but man, cleansing the liver is If you guys haven't done it before, it's awesome. Like. It takes a while to figure out how to do, but once you're down, I mean, once you have it, you're just, I was doing them like every day for a while when I was in bad shape. And then I was doing them probably once a week for a good couple of years. And I started doing it again, maybe a year ago after I was done breastfeeding and all that. But yeah, it changed me. I pulled something out of my body that looked like a tumor. I can't even tell you. And I called my doctor's office and I said, can I get this? Like, can I send this to a lab? And they're like, they were kind of freaked out and they're like, we don't know. But I said, I want to find out what this is. And they said, okay. And so I put it in this bag and sent it off to this lab. And of course it came back when they said, oh, it's inconclusive. We can't tell you what it was. And I know something was, cause I was having all kinds of like pancreatic liver problems. My medical, you know, my tests were like through the roof with a pancreatic cancer antigen. I think it's CA125 or something like that, but it was like through the roof. Like cancer patients have that number, but I didn't have cancer. Mm-hmm. But when this tumor thing came out, I thought, they're not going to tell me what it is. I knew it. I'm like, they're not going to tell me that you can pull something like that out of your body with a coffee enema at home.
You know? Yeah, no,
that's good propaganda.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a trip. I mean, it was creepy. It came up, it looked like these fleshy pieces of like what looked like it used to be more of like a solid mass. And ever since then, I'm like, I am a huge believer.
Yeah,
in
well,
how
you know what it could have been? It could have been your stomach lining that got stuck in there.
Not? Well, yeah. I mean,
I could have. So I swallowed a tooth one time. So I had to wait this whole 7 days. I had to save it, you know, and do that. That was the worst thing of my life.
Awful.
But I had this strainer I used for the cat poop. And so I put that in my toilet. And so I kept shutting the lid every day on my toilet seat because I couldn't stand it. So finally I go, I can't have anybody go in my bathroom. I got to do this. So I took hot water and I just started melting it, right? But I was looking at it and I saw there's like this thin, I could see my stomach lining.
Wow.
Huh.
Interesting. Yeah, I know. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I'm taking too much out of my body.
No, I like, think it's I just think stuck in there.
I'm like, I think my gallbladder just came out.
Eat that one.
I'm totally kidding. Jessica's like, that can't happen.
I did a gallbladder cleanse and got 2 stones out.
Oh, yeah. Really? The greeny weird color, too.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Did that scare you? That's one thing I'm scared of doing, because I know that you can get stones stuck in the thing.
I probably should have been scared, but
you didn't know. You
did it.
Yeah, what is the name of that? There's that, what's that one guy?
That's the olive oil with lemon thing?
Yeah. So
malic acid and
my naturopath had a little protocol, and it was basically for 7 days. I ate really clean, just like spinach and Granny Smith apples and chicken breast.
Yeah.
And then drank a quart. It was a quart of the raw apple juice every day for 7 days. And then that seventh night, drank the olive oil with the salt and. I think it was just those. And that was the worst. Trying to gag all of them.
I think that is not good. I don't remember exactly why. And that's keeping me. I did it once with a liver cleanse at the end, but it's gross.
Then it was awful. And then,
it's not good for you. So I'm saying.
Oh, well, I did it. And the next morning, I got 2 out, but, I think I've got more, but
I know. I think there's people have got hundreds. Like you see on YouTube, like they have all these tiny and not huge ones, but little
stuff. Each piece.
Yeah. there's the main guy who has the gallbladder.
Well, how does it come out in that tube? It doesn't. So I'm going to have a mess when I go to do it.
The coffee enema?
Yeah. I'm not.
You know what? I'm going to do a video on it.
Well,
okay. I got the bucket.
I know that the gallstones are forming because of also a lot of stress, because the combination is calcium and cholesterol.
Yeah.
So in the most part. So, with all the stress around us, you will have more and more.
Right.
And then they block the gall.
Yeah, and you know when you have pain. I mean, I should have done one a long time ago. Instead, I was doing the coffee enemas, but I was scared. I was kind of scared to do the gallbladder flush. But
you can press aqua press on the same on the opposite side, like the 2 inches on the other side of the navel, and that gets the pain away.
Yeah.
And then do stuff to dissolve it. Chaka Pietra.
Look at you, Stephanie. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'll do a video too on how I've done mine, just because it's easier. When I first started doing them, it was just like, oh my gosh, how do I?
Right. How's it supposed to go through this little tube?
Well, I can't see. Is that so that thing in? Okay. Okay. Well, no. Okay. So you'll hang that bucket. The coffee goes in the bucket. And then it comes down the tube, and that inserts into you.
Okay.
And then everything stays in there.
To come back out through this way.
Nope. Okay. You stand up and pee, and it goes in the toilet.
Okay. Good. Oh, great. Okay. I thought, oh my god, it's going to be all over my floor.
No.
You never had an accident. I think that the main thing is holding it. Mm-hmm.
I've been close, but I'm literally like laying right by the toilet. So you just stand up. But you have moments where you're like, oh crap, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah.
You know what I've realized is you stay home an hour after, at least.
Okay.
Because all of a sudden it might hit you. I've had times where I'm like, oh, I'm home an hour, and then I'll go out to the store and I'm like, oh my gosh. And then it hits you again. Like you just have a little bit more in there and you're like, oh no, that's scary. Okay. But you know what's a trip though? Are the has anybody done the colon hydrotherapy? Because you can. That's where you see the stuff.
Yes,
through the tube, and you're watching what's coming out of your body.
Yes, but I got so sick. I got so nauseous. I don't know if it was from seeing that stuff that came out.
Oh yeah, I know. It's
no. I felt totally. And she came with lavender, and that helped.
Oh yeah. It felt. I mean, I've never been sick from those, but man, you feel clean. You feel good after.
You
get over the.
You can also do the oxygen tablets from Dr. Group. He has like capsules, and they really work. You take 5 of those and the next morning, but you have to stay the whole morning at home because you go and go and go. But I feel really cleanses you out.
You know what? When I start potty training, maybe I'll, since we're going to be home for like a week anyway, I'll start doing that kind of stuff again. They're home to go in the toilet. I'll be home to have
you. Okay.
We can all do it together. A family experience.
So is this any good? This acai stuff?
That's acai berry? I have never tried that. Is that the, who makes that?
Is that the volcanic lemon
RX
juice?
Select
I haven't seen that particular
okay, well, this
brand.
Was just at Marshall's because I was there and I thought, well
as long as it has like good products in it. I mean, if it doesn't look like it has like, you know, a bunch of creepy
flush the fat, detoxify, reduce bloat, water weight, helps restore metabolism.
Well, I would try it. I mean, you'll know. Like, you know, as long as it isn't full of like, you know, you're not putting GMOs in your body.
No, it has cayenne pepper, lemon juice, pure grade B maple syrup.
Oh yeah, it's like the master cleanser, one of those probably.
Yeah,
and it's done.
I thought I'd start that, then I would be kind of cleaned a little bit in there before I started this whole other thing. So
do it and let me know how it goes before we, so we're going to start that on the 25th and then so we'll talk about that all leading, and Justin's going to do that whole every day live during that week cleanse, so we can all talk about our experiences and talk about
our
challenge.
Are you planning in doing more cleanses? Because that is the most common that you can do. But I think I have friends with brain tumors and things like that, and I feel that a whole body cleanse or a cell, go into the cell and cleanse.
Cellular level.
It's very tricky because it can be reabsorbed and then you have a bigger problem. I always think, you know.
Yeah.
Take charcoal or what to make sure that everything.
Yeah, I think we're just starting. It's good. I mean, the liver is everything. If we start with that and then we branch out and, you know, people are going to have way bigger, harder, more complex issues. But I mean, for the general group, I'm excited because I think everyone's liver could use it, you know.
Yeah, I read a whole book about the liver cleanse. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's the guy's name?
And I know. That's the guy I'm trying to think of, too. And I can't think of his name, but that's his name.
I have the book somewhere.
Yeah.
So my daughter made charcoal pancakes for us when we went up to Tahoe, and they were, I was in the bathroom in 20 minutes after.
No
I
way.
Yeah.
Charcoal pan. I don't know.
Let me get the recipe from her and I'll give it to you guys.
I'd love to know. I've never heard of such a thing. I love it. There's always all kinds of new
stuff. Spirulina, but I don't think so. They weren't green. They were black. So they had to be charcoal.
Were they good?
They were really good.
That's a good question.
I know.
Sounds awful.
I know it does. When she said it to me at first, I go, oh, I don't know, Sam.
Yeah.
And then I went, okay, because she gets really mad because I have a reaction on my face, you know, and she gets upset. But she's the one that got me turned on to all this stuff to begin with, because she, when from a little girl, she was. So anyway, but she made them for me up there. And it 2 days in a row, I had those. That was really good. So I like the recipe. I put the everything beauty in the chat box.
I see it. Thank you. Okay. That is perfect.
Before you have to go to, what would you say the name of that second thing was about the farm? You said
the farm to skin, the vintner's daughter.
Vintner. Yeah, the farm to skin?
Farm to skin.
Okay. I was writing stuff down. I didn't.
Check them out, because I mean, they have a few products that are just, they're so pricey, but they have been like, whoa. I mean, the one I just ordered, I don't know yet, but the other one, I forget the name. I'll have to tell you that which one I have, but I'm like super impressed, but it's not cheap.
Okay. Yeah.
The medical medium.
That's not what I'm thinking, but yeah, okay. We know him. He's cool. I had an appointment with him one time.
The book is to heal.
Yeah, the medical medium, Anthony William.
I think he's got a new book coming out, doesn't he, soon?
Does he? I haven't followed him for a little while.
Cleanse to Heal is the book.
Okay.
The liver book.
I'm going to put it on there. The liver book. Whatever.
All right, guys. I have to head out.
Yeah, me too. It's good to see everybody. Can we do it again in 2 weeks?
Yep. Okay. Very nice, guys.
Nice
you guys, too.
You guys.
Love you all. Good talking.
Yep. Stay healthy.
Bye, guys. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks to Justin.
I will. Thank you.
Save your chat.
Okay.